Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Katshalom. We're now on Masechet Zvachim, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Bet. In the middle of this discussion of the drasha of Tumato Alav and the exclusion of Basar, Rabbi Yochanan's statement of what happens to Basar Tameh when it goes on the Mizbeach, we invoked an opinion of Acherim at the end of the previous podcast to try to prove that Basar cannot become cleansed of its tumah on the Mizbeach. We defeated that about three different ways, and now we're going to look at the Ikar Drasha. V'tumato alav, v'tumata guf ha-katuma daber. Everybody agrees that this is talking about when a person is tameh, not when the korban is tameh. Hata umer v'tumata guf ha-katuma v'tumat basar. So the first proof is nemar kan tumato v'nemar lahalan in Bamid Bar Yotet tumato bo mala v'tumata guf ha-katuma daber. That's explicitly talking about a person who is tameh and goes into the Mishkan. He gets karet. Afkan mitumata gufa katu medaber. Gzeira shava. They're both talking about the guy, not the item. That's opinion one. Rabbi Yossi omer ho'il v'nemru kodashim b'lashon rabim. The word shlamim is in plural. V'nemra tum'a b'lashon yachid. It says tumato alav on him in the singular. Then mitumata gufa katu medaber. We must reach the conclusion that the tum'a referenced here is tum'a of the person and not of the korban. That's number two. Rebbe Omer ve'achal betumat haguf hakatu medaber. Ve'achal, which is in the next pasuk, which is on the page, proves that it's tumat haguf and not tumat basar. And we'll have to see how he gets that, and we will deal with that in a moment. The fourth opinion is one that we already saw, which is acherim omrim betumato alav mishum tuma porachar imenu. That's somebody who has tuma that flies off of him, meaning he's tameh and then he's not tameh. It's a basar shein tumah parachet menu, as opposed to basar, which once it's tamei, as we already saw in the previous sugya, it is tamei forever. Now, Amar Mar, let's look back at Rebbe. Rebbe Omer v'yachal b'tumat hagufa katum daber, my mashma, what does that mean? So Rava comes up with this interesting statement. Kol kara delo mefarish le Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi, any pasuk, what it means here really is any drasha, not explained by Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi, and v'chol matnita, any breita, so the mefarshal of Rav Zairi, that Rav Zairi doesn't explain, meaning an enigmatic breita, Rav Zairi can't explain, then lo mifrasha, can't be explained at all. Meaning, that's your last resort for explanation. Let's find out what Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi said about Rebbe's drasha. And here's he explains. Ho'il u'patach ha-katu b'lashon nekeva, siyem l'shon nekeva. If you look at Pasuk 2 on the page, you'll see that it starts with nefesh, kitiga. And it says v'nichrata at the end, which is nekeva. V'lashon zachar ba'emtza. In the middle, it talks about ve'achal in the male, in the masculine. Therefore, the one who's violating it is now the zachar, the man, not the stuff. Tumata gufa katum daber. So therefore, you have to read it back to pasuk 1, and you'll see that the one in the middle is a reference to the person, not the basar. Now, in the meantime, he also praised Zairi for his interpretation of a breita. Let's see what that is. Matnita de Tanya. We have a very, very enigmatic breita. Im nemru kalot, lama nemru chamorot, vim nemru chamorot, lama nemru kalot. Basically, why does the Torah tell us the consequences for violating something light and violating something more serious? Let's see what this means. Im nemar kalot v'la chamorot, ha'itomer ala kalot b'lav. So we now know that we're referring to something where you're chayev alav for both kalot and chamorot, as you'll see. If it only said the kalot, I would say, oh, if I'm chayev alav, makot, for the kalot, for the lighter one, chumrot per mita, and therefore I would come to the conclusion that for the more severe one, I get mita. V'chach nemar chamorot. That's why I have to have the chamorot to tell me it's also alav. V'en amar chamorot, if I only had chamorot for the nemar kulot, hayiti omer, ala chamorot yeh chayav, ala kalot yeh patur. I would come to the conclusion that you're chayav for the chamorot and not chayav for the kalot. V'chach nemar kalot. Now, my kalot to my chamorot, what are we talking about? So it seems clear that everybody understands from this development that the kalot and chamorot here are about eating some form of sancta bituma. So, ilay makalot maaser chamorot truma, if you think the kalot and chamorot are simply maaser sheni and truma, so then hayiti obem mita, what I would have come to the conclusion that you're chayav mita for eating truma b'mita. Hashtanami hab mita. The truth is, you are chayav mita. It wouldn't have been an error. The two, but by the way, I couldn't have come to that conclusion. I can't make a kal v'chomer where the chomer is more severe than the kal. The best I could do is make it the same as the kal. That's the rule of dayo. So it would have said, if maser sheni, which is not as severe, it can be eaten by all people, and not only by kohanim, is makot, that certainly truma is, and all I can do is say makor. I can't say mitah. So I wouldn't have made that mistake. And by the way, had I made it, it wouldn't have been a mistake anyways. Ela kalot means tumat sheretz chamurot tumat meit. It's not now the things that I'm violating, but the level of tumah I have. Uvemai. Now what's the case? Ibit truma, if we're talking about truma, where the Torah had only told me that I'm chayiv, mitah for eating truma, but tumat sheretz, idiv idiyu, but mitah, they're both mitah. Vetu, lachach namur chamurot, v'lav ham b'mitahi. Well, that's why I need chamurot. Even without mentioning tumat meit, I would have known that I'm chayiv mita anyways, right? So now ve'iba achilat maser. But if it's not truma, rather it's eating maser. Im lo nemru chamurot, hayiti omer al chamurot b'mita. How could I have gotten then? How tumat sheretz katya v'dayol abaminadin the yod kenidon? I would have been limited by dayo again. So ze'iri comes along to solve it. What's kalot tumat sheretz? Chamurot is tumat meit. So we go back to that, but. Let's say the Torah told me that if I'm tummy too much sheretz and I ate maser sheni, it's a lav, and truma, it's mita. And didn't tell me what happens with tumat meit. Hayiti omer, this is the reason I would have come to. Ala kalot belav, ala chamorot b'mita, if I'm tummy too much sheretz, then for eating the lighter thing, maser sheni, I'm chayiv alav, and for the more severe thing, which is truma, I'm chayiv mita. So mita kalot ala chamurot b'mita, since I'm chayiv for being in a lighter stage of tuma, and I eat the more severe thing, truma mita, chamurot nami ala kalot b'mita. So if I'm tamei tumat meit and I eat ma'aser sheni, I'm also b'mita. L'chach nemru chamurot, and that was the solution. Okay, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says kol sheish tamatirin bein ladam bein lamizbeach chavin alav mishum pigul. The rule, Reb Meir lays it down very clearly, is anything that has matirin, whether those things are matirin to the Mizbeach or for Adam, that makes it viable for Pigul. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, here we go. Now, this Braita picks up from the assumption that, of course, Pigul is mentioned in the context of Shlamim, and so I would have thought that Pigul only applies to Shlamim. And then it says it can't only be Shlamim, because we see that it's got to extend further because there's a Klalu Prat here. Oh, eno mevi ella kayotze b'shlamim. Maybe it's only things like shlamim. Mashlam yuchadim yochad m'shtei yomim v'layachav, kol shenachal m'shtei yomim v'layachad. It would have extended to other things eaten for 2 days and one night. We'll see what that is. Nechal yom v'layla minayin. How do I know to extend pigul even to things that are eaten that day and the next night? Tamad lomar mibesar. Mibesar is evach shlamam. Kol sheshirayim nechal. And anything that has its shirayim eaten. Good. Olash ein shirayim nechal minayin. How do I know apply pigul to an ola, which is not eaten. Tamalomar zevach, mipsar zevach hashlamim. Menayim about ofot from menachot, how do I know to apply it even to things that are not slaughtered, like ofot, menachot, ad shenimar mabeh, log shel shemen shemetzorah, I'll even take it to a log shemen shemetzorah, which was a star in our Mishnah. Tamalomar, in the pasuk about tumah, it says, hashorahem makdishim li, you got to stay away from everything the Bnei Yisrael are makdish, meaning anything they're makdish. Va'ati notar, so how do I connect tuma to pigul? I go through notar. Chilul chil mituma. You see the psukim that notar uses the word chilul, kodesh Hashem chilel, and umetu voki chaluluhu about tuma. So now tuma connects to notar. Va'ati pigul avon avon mi notar. We have the famous avon, nasa avono, both in pigul and notar, connects the chain. And now that means that pigul really includes everything. Why does it say shlamim if we're going to include everything about pigul? What do we know about shlamim? They have matirin, which means the dam, which is matir them to be eaten. It's matir to burn on the mizbeach. Of course, sheish to matirin ben adam la min la mizbeach. Chavin alehen mishum pigul. Good. And now we go for the same examples we had in our Mishnah. Ha'ola. What is matirit? Dama matirit b'saral mizbeach v'orala kohanim. Ola ta'of, dama matirit b'saral mizbeach. Chata ta'of, dama matirit b'saral kohanim. Parim v'nisofim v'nisofim, dama matirit emureim likarev. This is all straight from the Mishnah. Umotziani, what am I excluding now? Et ha-kometz v'talvona v'aktorah, just like we had in our Mishnah. Uminchat kohanim, uminchat kohen mashiach, just like in our Mishnah. V'hadam, but one thing is added in here, which is minchat nisachim. Not only that, but I take out nisachim, the libations that go along with the korban. Right? And that is excluded because these are not things that have matirim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, mashlamim yuchadim sheish bo al mizbeach chitzon mechevin alav, of course sheish na al mizbeach chitzon mechevin alav, mishum pigul, tzu parmesan hefim, mishum yimani tzofim, hoel vichein al mizbeach chitzon kishlamim, en chevin alav mishum pigul. This is the very famous Shita of Rabbi Shimon. We saw it in our Mishnah that Chataot Pimiot are not at all in the world of Pigul because their dam is not put on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Okay, that's the Braita. Let's go back and analyze the Braita. Amar Mar. First thing we saw in the Braita was that we can only extend Pigul to something like Shlamim for 2 days and a night. My Nihu, what's that? Bechor. The answer is Nechal Shtemim V'Laylachad. Bechor and Maser Behem are eaten for 2 days and the night in between. Now, B'mayati, how would you have extended from Shlamim to Bechor for Pigul? Iba Mamatsinu, if it's the commonality of them, so Ikalamifrach, you could have challenged. They're not so similar. Ma'al Shlamim Shein Tunin Smicha. Bechor doesn't have Smicha. Nisachim, there's no Nisachim with a Bechor. And Tumat Chazev Ashok, you have to lift up the Chazev Ashok and give it to the Kohanim. The Bechor all goes to the Kohanim, so there is no Tumat Chazev Ashok. So you could not have inferred Bechor from Shlamim just from a commonality. Ella mi'im he'achol ye'achel. You would have gotten it from the klal upradu klal in the pasuk. Im he'achol, which is a klal, anything eaten. Ye'achel, anything eaten. But hani tre klali dismiche adadininu. The two klalim are next to each other. It's not klal upradu klal. It's klal klal and then some prat. Marava k'ram marava. In Eretz Yisrael they have a shita. Kol makom shata motzei shnei klalot asuchim zelazeh. Anytime you find the two klalot next to each other, hatel prat bintayim, bineyam. Put the prat. In this case, Zevach Shlamim, in between them. In Bedunei Mechlalu Prat, and I mapped it out on the page. Okay, good. So that is how we solved that. Now, Ad Shanim Rabbe Log Shemen Shomitzora. I take it all the way to the Log Shemen. Hamani, so who's the author of Abraita? Look back at our Mishnah, and you'll see that it's Reb Meir. Tanya, Log Shemen Shomitzora, Chavin Olam Mishum Pigul, Devir Reb Meir. Reb Meir is the one who says that Log Shemen Shomitzora could be liable for Pigul. So he must be the author of our Mishnah. Now, Ema Seifa, but look further in our Braita, and we'll see, Ani Minchat Nesachim V'Hadam. What did I exclude? Minchat Nesachim. Ata'an the Rabbanan. That's Rabbanan in our Mishnah. The Tanya, Nischei Behemah Chayivin Alei Mishum Pigul, Neshadam Azavach Matiran Likrev Divir Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that Nischei Behemah, meaning Nesachim that come along with an animal, not in, given independently, Yechayiv Mishum Pigul. Because the Dam, the Dam that's spritzed for the korban is matir those nesachim. Amru lo the chacham said avol adam viit v'chav hayom nesachim kan al asra yamim. You could bring your korban today and your nesachim in a week, in 10 days. So therefore the dam can't be matir. Amar lehen, what did he say? Afani lo amarti ela vayinim amazevach. I mean, Rameir says only nesachim that accompany a korban, not nesachim brought independently. For some reason, Rameir says even though you're right, if you brought it a few days later, still, there are pigul. So now, I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef solves the problem. He says, Hamani Rebbe. You know who the author of our Braita is? It's really Rebbe. The Amar, first of all, we happen to know that Rebbe holds like Chachamim about the Nischei Behema, that they are exempt from pigul. But he also says, Log Shemen Shomitzora Mat Notav Sharule. What is Mat to the Log Shemen? Not the Dam HaAsham, like Rav Meir says, but the Shemen itself that's put on the ear and the thumb and the toe of the mitzora, then is mat to the rest. When matav sharule, matav fagule, since putting the matanot on the mitzora and putting the seven on the parochet is matirit, it's also a place where pigul could happen. To Tanya, how do we know Rebbe holds that? Log shemen shemitzora mualin boad shizro kadan. That according to Tanakama, the meila applies to the log shemen shemitzora until zrikat adam of the asham. Zrak Adam lo nanin v'lo amalin. Once the Zrikat Adam has happened, there's no more Me'ila. But Midrabanan, he can't get Hana. Rebbe Omer Mo'alin Ad Shiten Matnotav. He says, no, that's not true. The Me'ila applies to Oraita until you actually put the Shemen on the guy. V'shavin, everybody agrees, Shasur Bachilad Shiten Matan Shevetan Bohanot. Both Rabbanan, even Rabbanan agree with Rebbe that you are not allowed the Chatchila to eat the Shemen or to benefit from the Shemen until you put the seven matanot on the parochet and on the mitzora. Amrua came to Rabbi Yirmiya, so they told Rabbi Yirmiya Rav Yosef's solution. Amar gavra rabak Rav Yosef lema ki amilta. Do you think Rav Yosef, this great Rav Yosef, is going to say something like that? He obviously didn't like it. Hare log hababi finat smod l'chole matnotav sharu lebim thom faglin lay. Everybody agrees that if the mitzora brings the log independently, like a week later, which he can do, everybody agrees the only way you could eat it is its own matanot, and yet pigul does not apply. The time to log shemen shomitzora chavin olam mishum pigul, mene shadam matiro levonot divir Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that log shemen shomitzora has pigul because the dam is matir. And they said, but you could bring the log later, so the dam can't be matir it, because it's a different day. I'm only talking about when he brings it together. Everybody seems to agree that the log shemen, which we all agree has a matir, but the matir is itself, is not liable for pigul if it comes independently. So that can't work. Says the olam Rav Meir, he really, the author of our bright is Rav Meir, v'samei mikan nesachim. The word nesachim is just a mistake. It shouldn't be in the Braita. Meaning that it's Rav Meir and minchat nesachim are included, not excluded. Rabbi Eliolam lotisme, you don't have to take it out. Tana lo gabay ma'ishim, you're not reading the Braita correct, careful. In the Braita, we included log, shemen shomitzora, which means the log that comes with imha asham. V'adim l'nesachim abayin azevach, and parallel to that, not mentioned, is nesachim that come with a korban. And then it says minchat nesachim, that means nesachim are independent. And the same rule applies for the log shemen if it comes independently, not with the korban. Okay. The brighter that said chatata of tamamatir b'sara lakonim. The Mishnah also said this. Menahani mili, how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, zelacham mikodesh kodeshim, these are the things that are given to Aharon. Kol korbanam. What's kol korbanam? The rabot log shemen shel mitzora. Good. Salkadai tachamena mina'esh katarachmana, zelacham atana mina'esh. This is what you get from the Mizbeach. Vaylav motu min ha'eshu, but the shemen isn't coming from the esh. It never goes on the Mizbeach. So kamash malan that you get that too. Continue. L'chol minchatam. What's that? The rabot minchat omer minchat knaot. The korban ha'omer and the minchat knaot of the sota. Tzagdai tachamen asher v'achlu otam asher kupar Abraham. In Parshat Tetzaveh, we're told that the kohanim, by eating the mincha, are affecting a kapara. And neither of these minachot are affecting a kapar minchata omer lahatirata. The minchata omer comes for one purpose, the imata chodash, till I eat the new grain. Chaknaot varavon kaachya. The minchaknaot comes for one purpose, and that is to see whether or not the woman is guilty, but not to be machaper for her. Hamash malan that they still eat them. Ulechol chatatam, what's that? The rabot chatata of, this is what we're looking for. Salgadai tachamen in nevelahi. We would think that after all, the chatata of is a nevela, because it wasn't shechted properly. Hamash balan, therefore, that they do eat it. Achol ashamam, what's that? The rabot asham nazir v'asham mitzora. It's there to tell you that even the asham nazir and the asham mitzora are eaten by the kohanim. Salkadai tachamena, why? Because again, I would say they're not coming to expiate any guilt. Lachshir ka'atu, they're both there to allow them to just go to the next step. The nazir to shave his head and to drink wine, and the mitzora to be able to bring kodshim. Kamash Malan, that they the Kohanim eat it anyways. Now, Asher Metzora, Ediktibay, wait a second, in Perek Yudalot of Vayikra, it says explicitly the Kohanim eat the Asher Metzora. So we don't need an allusion for that. El Rabot Asham Nazir ke Asham Metzora. It's there only to include the Asham Nazir, tell you we treat it like the Asham Metzora, meaning in spite of the fact that it's not for expiation of guilt, nonetheless the Kohanim get it. Now, at the end of that puzzle says, Asher Yashivu Li L'chayuhu. Anything they bring back to me, God says, is yours, Kohanim. What's Asher Yashivu? Ze Gezal HaGer. This is what happens if somebody steals from a ger, and the ger dies without heirs. The person who wants to bring the Asham for the Gzela brings the Asham, and then pays the Kohen and gives it to him. It's a gift to the Kohen. And the end of the Pasuk is L'chahu, meaning Shachayiyah. Gezal HaGer payment goes to you. It's yours, mundane money, not Kodshim, Afidlu Kadesh Po Taisha. And this is always the litmus test of ownership, whether if you use it for kiddushim, it's valid. In this case, it is valid. Now, Tanya Rabbi Lazar Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We have an interesting statement. Pigel b'davar nasa b'chutz, pigel b'davar nasa b'fnim lo pigel. Very enigmatic statement. Do pigel about something done outside, it's pigel. About something done inside, it's not pigel. What is that? Ketzad. So the context here is chataot primiot. Hayao med b'chutz, if you're in the azara of Yamar Hareni Shochet l'hazot midam olamachar, I'm shechting this chatat of Yom Kippur, let's say, to do the hazah inside tomorrow, lo pigel, it's not a pigel. Shemach shava b'chutz, b'davar nasa b'fnim, lo pigel. You're outside having intent about something that's going to be done inside, that's not pigel. Hayom ed b'fnim, if you're inside, v'mahareini mazeh, I'm putting the dam on the mizbeach or on the parochet, almanat laktir emurim l'mishbach shirayim l'machar, in order to do the haktara or the shvichat shirayim, which happens outside, to do it tomorrow, lo pigel. Same thing, shemach shava b'fnim, v'davar nasa b'chutz. Aval. Hayomayid b'chutz. Let's say you're outside. V'yamar, and you said that I'm shechting it in order to do Shvichat Shiraim or Hektor Demurim tomorrow, which is also going to be outside after I go inside. Pigel, Shemach Shabbat Bachutz, Arana Sabachutz. Good. I'm a Sherman Levi. My cry, what's the pasuk that Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef Glili gets it from? Kasher Yoram Yishar Zavach HaShlamim. The Torah says that you take out the same Emurim from the Parkoin Mashiach as you take from the Shor Zavach HaShlamim. They're both bulls, so the same animal parts. Chimalaman Mishor Zavach Shlamim Miata. What is the connection? What are we learning from Shlamim that we apply to the Chatat Pimit? Alamakish Parkoin Mashiach Lishor Zavach HaShlamim. It compares them. Ma Shor Zavach HaShlamim Adshu Masav Machshavotavim Beachitzon, just like Shlamim. The intent and the actions both have to be outside because everything in the Shlamim is outside. Meaning, Af Parkoin Mashiach Adshu Machshavotavim Masavim Beachitzon. Same thing with Parkoin Mashiach. The intent and the actions have to be outside, or shall we say, in the same zone, either inside or outside. Now, Amar Nachman Ravu, Amar Rav, Halacha Korbeliyaz Hashem Rishum Rabbi Yosi. He said the Halacha follows that approach, which he said, which is that the pigul on the outside about something done on the inside is not a pigul. So Amar Rav, Hilchot on the Mashiach. Rav said, why are you passing Halacha about something that's not practical? There's no Beit Hamikdash. Amar Le Abaye. Abaye said, Al Miata Kol Shchitat Kodshim Lo Litni. We shouldn't learn any Kodshim. Hilchot on the Mashiach. It's all Hilchot on the Mashiach. Al Adrosh V'Kabel Schar. We learn to get at the Schar of learning. There's, of course, other reasons to learn. Mir Tzashem Beit Hamikdash Yibanen. Shalom Primus Fatenu. Chanami Drosh V'Kabel Schar. So Abaye says the same thing here. Drosh V'Kabel Schar. So Hachikam Min Alacha. Rava says that's not my problem. My issue is Hilchatal Amali. I understand learning it, but why Paskin Alacha? Leishtacharina Amrele Halacha Kaamina. The other version is he said my issue was with using the word Halacha. I learning all of the different issues here is fine. But remember, every time you rule in Halacha, you really are also rejecting a position, and there's no reason to confine yourself to that when it's not necessary. And therefore, he said that's what I was bothered by. Why are we doing this Hilchatal Mashicha? When it becomes practical, we'll make the decision. Okay, we'll pause at this point and we'll pick it up in the next podcast with the second half of Mishnah Hay. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.